Jesus Christ, some encouragement before we kneel down to pray together. This time, the NYTS, this theme is truly know our Savior. So I thought about what I prepared for these 4 hours, my prayer sessions. So things come out, the theme is for myself to share with you is love. The love is the most precious in our life. Love can change our life. Love makes our life to be meaningful. Love makes our life joyful. So without love, the life has no any no meaning actually. Bible says 1 John chapter 4, and John says, God is love. God himself is love. Why study the Bible? Why we meditate the Word of God? Because God is love. If we truly understand the love of God, we naturally fall in love with God. But because we do not know God truly, so we sometimes have some distance with God always. I hope that throughout this NYTS, we can find out the true God and truly understand our God better. So our life will truly get into His love so that life can make meaningful enough to satisfy. Knowing God, it takes some time. It requires some hour through our personal experience and also through your meditate and also through the education so that we find out the true love. I myself about next year is my 20 years of our marriage in my life. I think it happens this year. Sometimes, at that time, somehow, I just bring up the very gently complaint to my wife about the food. I usually don't complain because I'm lazy, I don't cook, so whatever she cooks, I eat it. Because I don't like to cook. But that day, somehow I just bring up a little bit. Gently, I complain to my wife. And then my wife told me, do you know what is my favorite food? Wow, suddenly it shocked me. It's 18 years marriage, and then I thought she eat everything. So I thought it's because she, I thought she likes a fishy head. But many times I eat the meat part, she eat the head, so I thought she likes a fish head. I find out because throughout the whole my marriage life, how much I'm my life close to my wife. Then I after that the question, she just tossed into my head, and it come to my heart, and really I feel so shameful in front of my wife, because I don't know truly. I thought she likes a Chinese food, but yes, she also eating the Korean food too. So it's kind of, I truly doesn't know my wife really. For 20, nearly now it's close to 20 years, but what I know about her is very limited. The marriage life, because once you get somebody and you live together, it doesn't mean that you know each other very well. Maybe physically live together, maybe 10 years and 20 years. But knowing our spouse even is very limited. If we do not truly seeking to know our spouse, then they always have the limitations. Because you can ask yourself how much you know about your parents. I think there's a limitations. So knowing God, also same thing. Because we come to church every Saturday, Because you come to NYTS maybe 3 times, you graduate from here. From this year, you're blessed because it becomes 4 years, right? So you can extra 1 more year, then it becomes your extra blessing. But actually, once you come to the Lord, you truly get to know Him, then you open your heart, and you know His love. Then you inspired by His love, then your life is really being blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes in Christian life, we are very selfish. You know, we are not selfish, I mean very superficial, we can say, very skin deep relationship with God. Sometimes we only demand them, you know, we say, God, I need this. Please, add, you know, you can ask something. But what you receive, when you don't receive from your request, then you can judge upon a God. God is not the one to provide what I need. And God is like, not listen to my prayers, and you can talk about that one. But actually, God is the one giving us the best one. Because He is the one that loves us the best, loves us the most. You know, look at my children. Now it's a time to myself change the cell phone. So I still have a flip phone, so I have to change. So I'm thinking, and then Chicago Church even asked me to change. So when they're sending email, you receive. So they even put, you know, the all okay for this year budget, so you change it. So some hesitate, still hesitate, and then I don't want to change. So still flip phone is good for me, and then. So this time, I when I look at the T-Mobile plan, it's very cheap. So that's I want to change. So one by one, I'm buying a cell phone from the eBay used ones, and that this time I buy for my wife the new ones. For me, it's a used one, and for my love. So because of my mom, so that feels good. I have to go back to the main topic. My wife and I, we thought about, you know, what is the best phone for them. I thought about it. And I talked to my wife. We talked about 1 month almost, which phone, what phone. And then we don't want to give them like a smartphone. Otherwise, they always look at the smartphone. Every, you know, whatever goes then. So we have to do something, but not the smartphone, but not the flip phone. Because the flip phone, I gave it to my son. He doesn't like it. You know, it's an old phone, you know, old people having this phone, so not for him. So I'm thinking about it, and then we discuss a lot. What is the best for them? And then we find out the Sidekick. It's a non-touch screen, but it looks like a smartphone. So there's a compromising. So I bought one for son, it's a non-touching screen. But both of them I ordered this non-touch Sidekick. Because Sidekick is now an old phone, so it's quite cheap. But it happened to my daughter, it's a Samsung Sidekick, that's a touch phone. So she's lucky she had that one. But my son is not touching. But look the same. I purchased these two phones. There's a reason. It's not because I do not have money, but it's because that is the best for them. So I decided to buy this phone for them. And sometimes God, we find out what is a true love, how we can define the God's love. Because God gives us the best one. Always you can think about that. It's not because God gives us everything, but because God gives us the best one. That's why God is love. God knows what is best for us in your life. So sometimes we're trying to compare with other people's life, but my life cannot compare with other people's life. Because God treats me as the one is most precious. So God gave me the best ones. So in your life, you think about it, what you have now in your life. Maybe sometimes you complain to your parents, why you don't give me this, you know, why you cannot provide this. And a lot of things you have maybe complaints. Maybe toward God, also the same thing. Maybe throughout the whole week, you pray to God for something. But maybe so far you don't receive it, then there's a purpose. There's a purpose. I prayed for the Holy Spirit more than 10 years. And throughout this process, I really struggled a lot during this time since I, elementary, about 5th or 6th grade, I started really a prayer for the Holy Spirit. All my friends received the Holy Spirit. And all the church friends received the Holy Spirit, except me. I really struggled. A lot of disappointment sometimes. How come God doesn't love me? Sometimes I thought about it. But 1984, when I got, after 1982, I came here in the United States. And then when I was 21 years old, in here in the Garden Grove Church Speech Convocation, at that time, I received the Holy Spirit. But when I received the Holy Spirit, it was so exciting. Well, finally, I received it. I received it. And then I learned how grace, I understand the grace of God is so great. Pray for more than 10 years, I received this. I know this, how precious it is. And still, sometimes I kneel down, pray to God. I pray, thank God, the Spirit of God is within me. It is a blessing of God. But sometimes in your life, when you have a struggle in your life, don't make a hasty judgment. Maybe God doesn't like it. Because God is a lover. If we forget about that, that we, our life turn out to be meaningless. And your life, the losing your aim for your life, then. God is a true love. He gives us the best. When we look at the scriptures, you find out the love of God. God is a true love. And during the time of Jesus, there are a lot of those, you know, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and those who are called the religious leaders. They study the Bible a lot, but they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge doesn't give them understand that they are Savior. But because why they cannot see Jesus as their lover? Because of their heart is no love. Jesus mentioned about, they pointed out the problems. Let's look at the John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5 from verse 38. John chapter 5 from verse 38. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he sent. 39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is this that bear witness of me. Verse 40. And you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. 41. I do not receive glory from man, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourself. I can finish it here. But Jesus pointed out here the Pharisees' problems. They know the scriptures. They understand the scripture is the one at the source of eternal life. Yet they studied so many years, but they cannot find out the Savior in their life. Even Jesus came to in front of them, but they cannot see the Jesus as their Savior. Even the scripture so much, yet they cannot find the Savior. Why? Verse 42, I know that you do not have the love of God in yourself. I hope we do not have these 2 weeks of NYTS. Not only the purpose for the knowledge, that you can increase your knowledge. So maybe here some of you graduate from the NYTS or your first year to continue study the next 3 more years. When you study the Bible, when you study the Word of God, without the love of God in your heart, all this knowledge, it becomes just only as a simply knowledge as it is. It doesn't help us to find out the true way of salvation. It doesn't help us understand God's love. So I hope that we are, as all the NYT students, hope that we can truly find out that God is love in your life, so you can be satisfied. You truly, you make your life to be meaningful. And if you have any problem in your, among you, you still, you're wondering your life. Maybe still you cannot focus in your prayers. Still you can distract in your prayers. Still kneel down, you pray to God, it becomes your burdens. You can think about it. Why I cannot find out the truth of God, of love. Hope that you can truly open your heart. You know, Jesus Christ is waiting for us at the door of our heart. If we open our heart truly into the Lord Jesus Christ, He can come into us, dining with us. That's His invitations. You know, the church in the book of Revelations, what is it, this church name? The one of lukewarm faith? Laodicea Church. There's a lukewarm faith. Why? Because they are deceived by this world. Their life is comfortable, yet they don't want to seek in God, because God's love is not it's not for their seeking, but in this world. There's something else, their heart. So they cannot seek in God. So their heart becomes a lukewarm faith. If we have a heart as a lukewarm faith, that means there's no love within us. There are no way we can find out the God if we do not truly draw near to God. Hope that we have we are not such the way, like, you know, like a condition, our faith condition, like a Laodicea, the member like them. Now let's turn to book of First John. First John chapter 2. First John chapter 2 verse 15. First John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. 17. The world is a passing away, and also is a lust. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. I hope that today in this afternoon prayer, and these words can be the word that we can hold in our prayer. We can help ourselves. We find out our heart, reflect ourselves. My heart is in this world, or my heart is in the Lord? We can reflect ourselves. We should not love the world. World is a passing by, as he mentioned that. So here the John says, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. There's no way that between the compromising our life. I love the world, part of my heart. The part of my heart, I love God. We cannot say that. You have to choose one of them as your masters. Within these 2 weeks of your NY test, I hope you and I can choose the right one for the rest of our life. Love our God only, so that your determination, your commitments can benefit enough for the rest of your life to seeking Him only, so that you become a true, your lover is God Himself in the rest of your life. One more verse, let's turn to book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6 from verse 1. Hosea chapter 6 from verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord, for He has torn us, but He will heal us. He has wounded us, but He will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before Him. So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. What shall I do with you, Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? I hope that we are, if anybody here is still, that your heart is away from God, I hope this message also can help you so that you can return to the Lord. God always asking you to come to Him so that He can come into your heart. He wants to be a true lover. The book of Hosea, you know that you're studying the book of Hosea, you know that. Because Israelites, they forsake the Lord. So that Hosea bring this message to the Israelites. We never forsake our Lord. We never serve the two masters. We never love two, but only one God, our love. Because God is love. Let us come forward and pray together.